Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. We are in the New Testament, another little short book. A few days ago we were in Jude, and now we're in Philemon, another single chapter letter. This letter is written by the Apostle Paul to Philemon, who was a leader in the church at Colossae. It was sent along with the letter of Colossians and along with Onesimus, who had been a runaway slave, who had been held, owned by Philemon. So we get one of the clearest sort of statements about slavery and Christian relationships anywhere in the New Testament in this little book. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your word. Please speak to us through the book of Philemon today. Help us to grow in Christ-likeness. We pray in his name. Amen. Philemon. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus Christ and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet, for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel, but I preferred to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So, if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers I will be graciously given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. So, Philemon is a leader in the church at Colossae. It is possible that the address here is to Philemon and to his wife, Apphia, and to Archippus, who together are wealthy. They have a house that's big enough for the church to meet in. Or it may just be that Archippus is the one whose house the church meets in. It's a little bit unclear exactly, but clearly Philemon is a leader within the church, and he's also a slave owner. He's a wealthy Colossian, and he owns slaves. And that is shocking to us to think about, but we have to have a couple of things for perspective check. First of all, in the ancient Roman world, slavery was not race-based. So It's not that Onesimus is a black man and Philemon is a white man and he's a racist and he thinks he has a right to own Onesimus because of race. It's got nothing to do with race. Rome, the Roman Empire, was actually a very racially diverse place. And so it was, you know, slavery wasn't tied into race at all. Most of the time when someone's a slave because of indebtedness, so if you got deeply in debt to someone, you could sell yourself into slavery so that you would work off the debt over time, or you might have been captured as a prisoner of war. Now, Onesimus was a runaway slave. His name, Onesimus, means useful, and Paul makes a little play on that name. Formerly he was useless to you, but now indeed he is useful both to me and also to you. So Onesimus means useful, and he's run away. Now, in the Roman system, he could be subject to the death penalty. Philemon could put him to death. But he got to know Paul. Paul shared the gospel with him. He became a believer. And Paul is now returning him to Philemon, but no longer to be his slave. Makes it very clear that Onesimus is Paul's own child, and that he was useful to Paul, and that he's Paul's very own heart. But he says, I want you to receive him back, no longer as a slave. That word bondservant is doulos. It's the word for slave. I want you to receive him no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you? You see, Philemon and Onesimus now have the same spiritual father, Paul. And so now, they're beloved brothers. They both, not only do they both belong to Christ, but they were both brought to Christ by the same person. Paul is their spiritual father. And so, he says, if you would consider me your partner in ministry, receive him as you would receive me. It's very clear. Now, back in slavery days in America, some pro-slavery advocates tried to use Philemon as justification for things like the Fugitive Slave Act, because they said, look, even Paul, when he found a runaway slave, returned him to his master, as if Paul is returning Onesimus to be once more the slave of Philemon. It is so clear that he expects Philemon to emancipate Onesimus, no longer as a slave, but as a beloved brother, and if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. There's no way in the world that Philemon would receive the Apostle Paul and make him his slave. He's his father in Christ. And so it's very clear that Onesimus is to be set free, and that Philemon is to treat him as an equal and as a partner in ministry. This is one of the places in the New Testament where we see that fundamentally the heart of Christianity is against slavery. Because here is a runaway slave, but when he becomes a Christian, Paul's heart is to say, receive him back, no longer as a slave, but as a brother. Receive him as a partner in ministry. Now, we do have some evidence from church history that there was a bishop in the area of Colossae in the first century, whose name was Onesimus. And so it's possible that that's the same Onesimus who was set free as a slave and who later rose to become a bishop in the early church in the years just after the apostles. We don't know that for sure, but it's possible. But clearly, he does want him to receive him back as an equal. And if Philemon wants to argue, oh, but he owes me, you know, he was a slave to me because he's in debt, and now he ran away. Maybe he even stole money from me. Whatever it is, Paul says in verse 19, if he owes you anything, charge it to my account. I will repay it, to say nothing of you owing me your very life. You see, he says, I'm gonna make it good. Don't you worry about it. Oh, and don't forget that the greater debt that you owed to God for your sin was settled because I introduced you to Christ and you came to know salvation. So this is a wonderful little letter. It tells us that in Christ, human relationships are transformed. In Christ, it's not about power and control. It's about partnership and brotherhood and love and mutual support. We are a family in Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the heart of the gospel that not only sets us free from sin and death, but makes us a family, makes us brothers and sisters in Christ. One people united by the blood of Jesus, made free, made equal, made holy before you. Pray this, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me for this little book of Philemon. I hope it was a blessing to you, and I hope you have a blessed day in the Lord.